The range, diversity, and variability of invertebrate animals is vast and rather alien to us. We feel no kinship to unicelled protozoa, gastropod mollusks, multi-legged arthropods, or prickly echinoderms. With invertebrates, it's almost as though nature were playing games, experimenting with strange and bizarre evolutionary pathways to determine what forms and functions work best, testing the inherent limits imposed by size, structure, and organization. With the development of a dorsal tubular nerve cord and a notochord lying between it and the coelom, rampant experimentation in body design came to an end, and a framework was laid down for the evolution of the most highly organized and advanced members of the animal kingdom. What followed was the steady, orderly development of a closely knit group of animals which, despite their diversity and specialization, are so similar and so obviously related structurally, functionally, and behaviorally that they are grouped into a single subphylum. The phylum Chordata is composed of three subphylums: Urochordata, the tunicates; Cephalochordata, the lancelet or amphioxus; and Craniata, also known as vertebrata, composed of the great mass of more familiar animals with true backbones. In some classification systems, the subphylum Hemichordata, not illustrated here, the tunicates, left, and amphioxus, right, are considered protochordates, in contrast to the higher chordates of the vertebrate subphylum. In fact, with respect to the fishes especially, there are numerous alternative classification schemes, and they change frequently. At some stage in their life cycles, all chordates possess pharyngeal gills, a postanal tail, a dorsal hollow nerve, which in higher forms is usually enlarged at one end to form a brain, and a supporting skeletal rod known as a notochord, lying between the dorsal nerve or spinal cord and the coelom. This basic plan provided chordates with a number of advantages as they evolved. The notochord paved the way for the development of a strong, flexible internal skeleton. This gave greater freedom of movement and allowed massive growth, something impossible with an external skeleton, such as that of the arthropods. Paired appendages developed first in aquatic species and were carried ashore as terrestrial forms evolved. The development of amniotic eggs and a thicker, tougher skin freed the vertebrates from a dependency on an aquatic environment and opened up the unpopulated land masses to colonization. A complex nervous system, protected in its essentials within a bony case, allowed for the development of advanced sensory systems and metabolically controlled homeothermia. Coupled with the development of hinged jaws armed with teeth, this led to vastly more efficient food gathering and the freedom for birds and mammals especially to exploit hitherto vacant niches. The six programs in this series illustrate the range and diversity of today's vertebrates and their behavioral adaptations. These are the contemporary elaborations of the basic chordate body plan as it has evolved over time. The extraordinary success of vertebrates attests to the adaptational advantages they have enjoyed.